Take over my body, you capture me. Love my insecurities, my dependency. I can't get you off of me, and I'm in too deep. What have you done to me? You pull me close, and I can't say no. What have you done to me?
CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants!
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this.
People? Well, we've got a huge opportunity to share with you. StoryHive is giving away 10 grants of $10,000 each to aspiring podcasters in BC and Alberta. Since 2013, TELUS StoryHive has funded and supported emerging creators with mentorship and guidance from the National Screen Institute, bringing hundreds of creative Western Canadian projects to life. This time, they're taken to the airwaves with their inaugural podcast edition, dropping on November 4th. StoryHive is looking for original nonfiction podcast concept pitches from BC and Alberta residents. Make sure you apply before December 2nd at storyhive.com and you could get $10,000 to get your podcast off the ground. That's storyhive.com for all the details.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate, you remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate, he fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute, let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Nightwatch Show on Junior!
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
You reminded me about what the most important thing in life is. Do you know what I think it is? Friends.
Here at CITR, friends are really important to us. And when you become a member at CITR, our friends are your friends. So join CITR today and get discounts at The Australian Boot Company, Devil May Wear, East Vanity Parlor, The Bike Kitchen, Virtuous Pie UBC, and Save On Meats. And those are but a few. For more information and a complete list, visit citr.ca/friends.
Keen to repeat a lazy remark.
Okay, so I don't know why I did like an elf voice.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam,
Nisiaya, and the Sakuya, Talitin, Homasquim, Mustayo. Hello, everyone. My name is Sarah, and you're listening to Season 7's All Access Pass on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm joined by my Accessibility Collective teammates. Hope everyone is doing well and staying safe. Today's show is going to be a rocking one because we're going to play our favorite Christmas music and discuss some of our Christmas traditions, best moments of All Access Pass, sharing inspiring stories, and much more.
Now we're going to go to Jordan, who is going to be sharing his inspiring story and so much more. Jordan, take it away.
Thanks, DP. The story I wanted to share with you today is about how some heroes have been supporting others dealing with the aftermath of the recent tornadoes in Mayfield, Kentucky. A few nonprofits and a few individuals made the trek to the disaster-ridden town to offer free barbecue to those in need. One of these individuals, named Jim Finch, loaded his car with loads of food and water along with his grill. Jim said in an interview that, "I just figured I'd do what I can do." Other organizations like Operation BBQ Relief have the same aspirations as someone like Jim, rushing down to Ground Zero to support those in need. In times like these, it is really inspiring to see people act so selflessly and give back to those in crisis. You can read more about this via the Good News Network, which has the full article as well as links on how to contribute.
Okay, now Jordan is going to pick his favorite Christmas song. So Jordan, what is your favorite Christmas song and why?
So my favorite Christmas song is a song by Billie Eilish. It was part of this Apple holiday commercial back, and I think it was either 2018 or 2019, but it holds a really special place in my heart because not only reminds me of the holidays and the commercial super cute, but it spreads the message that during the holidays, we should share all of our gifts with our friends, family, and everyone else who wants to see us shine. So the song I'm showing is Come Out and Play by Billie Eilish.
Wake up and smell the coffee. Is your cup half full or empty? When we talk, you say it softly, but I love it when you're awfully quiet. You see a piece of paper. Could be a little greater. Show me what you could make her. You'll never know until you try it. You don't have to keep it quiet. And I know.
See you.
And welcome back to All Access Pass on CITR 101.9 FM.
The song was Come Out and Play by Billie Eilish.
Thank you for that. So you have some questions for us. Are those questions?
All right. So the first question I had was, what was the most memorable Christmas gift that you guys have ever received? The most memorable Christmas gift that I've ever received? It's a pretty hard one, but actually, I think it might have been this Christmas, and it's not even a gift I received, but something my parents were gonna get me. I was kind of joking around, and I really like the game Halo, so I was joking around with my parents. I was like, I really want a Master Chief helmet for Christmas, and I found out the other day that they went hunting around the city to go find it. They didn't find it at the end, and they told me, but I was like, that is so cute, and I'm so happy. It really showed how much my parents loved me, and I don't know, makes me really happy thinking about it.
Yeah, along a similar note, definitely my favorite gifts have been ones where they tried. My mom got me a pair of winter boots, and I was like, that must have been a hard thing to pick out, like the right size, the right type, everything you want.
I think for me, getting my current wheelchair, it was fine. The previous wheelchair that I had was for 12 years, so it was a long overdue, and the current wheelchair that I have, it's like fantastic. I love it. And I've been to Toronto with it. And it was a little bit early Christmas gift, but for me, that was the best ever because, you know, as you know, I do have a physical disability and it's a mode for me to get around and go places. So that's my memorable and favorite gift so far till this day. And that was 4 years ago. Anybody else?
I think like the most memorable gifts are the ones you're really surprised to receive. And I think I have this childhood memory where me and my family were in like a Toys R Us. And I think I saw like this Yu-Gi-Oh card like box thing. And I was like really into them as a kid. And I really wanted it. And then my mom's like, no, that's useless. Why would you want that? Of course, we're not going to get you that. And then I just left the store like sad. And then I wake up on Christmas Day and then I go under the tree and there it is. And I think that was just the most surprising. And you know, that childlike wonder at, wait, how could this happen is kind of what Christmas is all about.
Oh, I'm so glad you got that. That's nice. How about?
That's really nice.
Yeah, that's really nice. And that's the way it should be, you know, when you least expect it and then you get this surprise, right?
For me, I think it was when I was in elementary school, I got this really huge art set with like 300 different pieces with paints and pencil crayons and pastels. And I was really excited to receive that.
Yeah, pretty similar for me too. I was going to say, I really agree with Gura. Like the best ones are definitely the surprise ones. I remember my childhood, it got like this really, really detailed like model car. I completely broke in the end because, you know, I was a kid just driving it around, crashing it into things, but it was really, really nice. Definitely one of my favorites.
Yeah, so my next question is, what are your guys' favorite Christmas traditions? For me, I'll start. My favorite, I don't know if it's weird or not, or if I'm the only person who does this, but for some reason, every Christmas, I always watch Home Alone 2. I don't know why that one specifically, but I just need to watch it every Christmas. And I, you know, watch it with my family, and we just, yeah, we have one night where we chill and just watch that movie. It's great.
Why the two and not the one?
I don't know. I they go to New York, so I think it's cooler. Oh. I think the first one is a better movie though, but I don't know. There's just, I've been going at it for like 10 years at this point, so I just have to keep it consistent.
Fair enough. I actually like the second one too, but yeah, the original, the number one is always going to be my favorite, but I get it. For me, I don't really have a tradition, but right now I've been doing a lot of baking. So I guess I have to bake before Christmas comes. And that's a tradition that I'm sticking with nowadays.
My favorite tradition is driving around every year listening to off-the-wall Christmas songs and driving all over town and looking at Christmas lights. I love that. Do it every year. And I think the best gift that I have ever received and have ever given was about 4 years ago. I bought three concert tickets for three very unique Canadian artists, and we flew to Vancouver to see Bruce Coburn, which was amazing. We saw Jim Cuddy in Vernon, which was also amazing, very intimate venue. And we also flew to Vancouver and saw Alan Doyle. And that was a very memorable giving and receiving. I guess I bought my own gift.
Yeah, I'd say my favorite Christmas tradition probably be also driving around, but driving around to look at all the Christmas lights on the houses. Done that when I was a kid, and go to the neighborhoods and be like, which one has the best Christmas light set up?
Well, that was great, everyone. I really appreciated hearing everyone's story. Next, we have Deepy, and she's going to take us through the songs that she thought about from the holidays.
Thanks, Sarah. Hi, everyone. My Christmas song pick is Sarah McLachlan's River. I picked this song because when I first heard it, I really loved it. I thought Sarah McLachlan sang the song so beautifully, and her voice is so calming and smooth with many emotions. It either takes you back to the past or what you're currently feeling. So I hope you all like the song as much as I did.
Christmas, they're cutting down trees, they're putting up reindeer, singing songs of joy and peace. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. But it don't snow here, it stays pretty green. I'm gonna make a lot of money, and then I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet to fly. It's coming on Christmas.
putting up reindeer, singing songs of joy and peace. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away
on. Welcome back to All Access Pass on CITR 101.9 FM. You were listening to Sarah McLaughlin's River. Now, each of the collective members have been asking questions. And so my question is, what one advice or powerful message that has kept in your mind where an interviewee has mentioned on All Access Pass and made you think, that is so true? Is there any message that our interviewee has said something and you're like, yeah, that is absolutely so right on true? So, you know, what has stuck in your mind?
I think for me, like, the things that have been interesting have been the things that kind of spoke to vulnerability and hardship. So there was one woman who was talking about her autistic son in the past, and she was like, well, this just is how it is, and you work with it, and you're like, yeah, I guess so. You do just, like, work with it. And when Bruce Cook was on, he was like, he was so optimistic. He has all these, like, YouTube channels and his Instagram, and he's so famous. And then it's like, yeah, it really sucked for a while. And you're like, oh, okay, yeah, so people do have, it just is really easy to connect with people that have hardships, because oftentimes that's not seen as much. I don't know.
That is so true. And, you know, like, it's been so inspiring listening to people like Bruce Cook and even interviews like Three Wheel. I'm listening to him as well. You know, he had an accident as well, just having that positive message and spreading that to people around him, that just speaks high volumes. And it's just amazing all the work that they're doing just to keep that positivity around not only them, but to around people who are dealing with similar things, or even just life hardships in general.
I found my very first interview with Mateo Esposito to be very inspiring, how passionate he was about his playwriting. And just his attitude, his outlook was just remarkable. And it was just very eye-opening for me, and I hope it was as eye-opening for the collective and for our listeners.
Another interview that I, you know, particularly found impressive was with Adrian Anantawan. That we did very recently, the one-handed violinist, and him, you know, being able to be so prestigious, have so much merit, and, you know, play at places such as the White House or the Olympics and the United Nations, in spite of his disability, was very inspiring. And, you know, if you listen to that interview, and I implore all our listeners to do so, you can just see how calm and collected he is and how sort of content he is with himself in spite of his disability. And I found that very impressive as well.
Yeah, definitely. That was a very, very excellent interview.
And I really enjoyed with Tina Queen Titi. I'm probably saying that wrong, but please forgive me. But it was our episode last season, but it's 2021 of February 24th. You guys can check that out. But it was a really well interview as well, because she's a mother and she has a son who also has a disability, and that motivation that she brings to her son that you have to, you need to love yourself. And if you don't love yourself, then others won't see that either. So it has to be you who needs to accept yourself in order for others to accept you as well. And I think that's a powerful message, definitely, that we all need to follow, that whatever happens outside of us, we cannot control, but we can always control how we feel. And that's really, really important message, I think.
Definitely agree.
How about you, Monica?
I think I have to agree with Kura and Randy about Adrian and Antoine because of how he's done like so much for musical education and advocating for individuals with disabilities. I think that's very inspiring.
Yeah, I agree. That interview was really, really well done. And he's very inspiring. I'm just amazed how he can play the violin. My next question, does anyone do cooking or baking for Christmas? If so, what do you like to cook or bake at this particular time of the year?
Well, I'm mostly vegan. Actually, I'm pescatarian, so it would be some traditional Christmas, but instead of a turkey, I would probably have a tofurkey, which is a turkey-like substance made from tofu. And probably sounds weird if you've never tried it, but it's actually very good. Or salmon. Salmon is a particular favorite of mine, and I just picked up a kilogram of salmon to eat over the holidays with my loved ones.
I love those really, really, really cheap sugar cookies from Pillsbury. Just like mow down pounds of them.
Totally, me too. I absolutely love those cookies. They're just addicting.
But do you guys bake them or what?
Yeah, I mean, I guess they're like 5-minute bake. You literally get them from, like, they have the little Christmas trees on them and you get them from the grocery store and they're like literally sometimes pre-cut. And you just put them in the oven for like 10 minutes. They taste so good. Have you tried them?
No.
They're pretty good.
I'm going to have to try them. But yeah.
You're going to have to try them.
Yeah. Well, you both said it. So yeah, it must be really good. But Sarah, do you do any other cooking or baking at all?
My mom is like a phenomenal cook. And actually for Christmas, oftentimes she'll make like paratha and chickpeas or samosas and things like this.
Oh,
so
yummy.
That's like... Yeah, it just like we all get more excited, so we just eat that.
One Indian person to another. That's how my household is.
I love samosas.
Awesome. You know, nothing beats homemade samosas, especially when your own mother makes them. Anyway, how about anybody else?
I'm diabetic, so I try to avoid sweets as much as possible, but there is a really good cookie made by Voortman, and they make a whole line of cookies, chocolate chip cookies and ginger cookies, and they're made with Splenda. I think it's Splenda. They're made with an artificial sweetener, which is a lot more diabetic friendly than some of the traditional baked items.
That's awesome. I haven't tried those, so I'll have to try them. For me, I would say I love baking. My favorite is to bake shortbread cookies. I love shortbread cookies. So that's my favorite tradition baking for Christmas. And I don't do cooking because my mom is expert in that. So she doesn't do baking. So I guess I can take that. I'll take the best baking for now. But yeah, so next person, Randy. You have a story to share with us.
I do, and you can make me some cookies and use Splenda and fly them out here for me.
For sure. Awesome. We can definitely arrange something.
So my inspiring story is from back in October. We have a local news website here in the Okanagan called castanet.net. And this was written by Rob Gibson back in October of 2021. And it's called Pillows for the Homeless. A Penticton man who recently moved to Kelowna is carrying on a tradition he started a few years ago. Last year, I gave away hundreds of bags of veggie sticks to homeless people in Penticton. Stephen Koenig tells Castanet he grew up in Penticton and says, "It blows my mind how many homeless people are there. I talk to a lot of them, and a lot of them just need a little help. It's hard to get on your feet when you've been pushed down to that level." Tuesday, Koenig decided to head to Walmart in Kelowna and buy hundreds of pillows and then deliver them himself to homeless people in Kelowna. "I went with the pillow because everyone deserves a good night's sleep. Those people were so flippin' happy when they got those pillows." In the past, Koenig avoided attention for his good deeds, but this time he felt differently. "I feel like I need to spread the word. I feel like people want to hear stories like this." Even at the checkout line at Walmart, everyone was wondering what I was doing, and those people who heard my story and saw what I was doing are now inspired to do something.
Awesome. That was very, very well story. I really was inspired by that. Thanks, Randy.
And interestingly, the day that this was happening, I was wandering around downtown and wondering why there was this guy walking around handing out all these pillows, but it was... was quite remarkable.
That's crazy. You saw it in real life.
So, Monica, you're up next. You have a favorite song you want to mention. So, take it away.
Thanks, Stevie. So, the piece of music I chose is called Troika, which is composed by Prokofiev and performed by the Berlin Philharmonic. Welcome back, everyone, to All Access Pass on CITR 101.9 FM. The piece you just heard was Troika by Prokofiev from the Lieutenant Kije Orchestral Suite. So Troika refers to a traditional Russian three-horse sled, and the piece is reminiscent of a fast sleigh ride. So I chose this piece because the sounds and the melodies reminded me a lot about Christmas time. And my first question for everyone is, what is your favorite Christmas movie? So for me personally, I don't have a favorite Christmas movie. I basically just watch whatever is the newest Christmas movie that's coming out each year.
I think some of the National Lampoon ones are, you know, so absurd that you just gotta watch them. They're so absurd, they're funny.
For me, I'm gonna go with Home Alone, the first one.
I was about to say that too. No,
really?
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just it had everything, like, and it was so funny, and the whole decorations, and the sweet moment where, you know, Kevin starts liking the gentleman that he thought was a scary looking guy. I had everything, so I loved it. So, yeah. Why do you like it, Richard?
Yeah, basically what you said, it just cracks me up every time. It's hilarious. It's especially the original. I mean, the sequels weren't bad as well, but the original just has that, like, you know, like magic, almost like magic Christmas charm, if you will.
I couldn't agree. For me, it's you can't beat the original. I mean, as much as you want to try, it's very difficult to match it, or if at all.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anybody else?
I love everyone's favorite romantic comedy, The Holiday, with Cameron Diaz and Jude Law.
I loved it too. I'm with you there.
Yeah, it's so cute. I want that love life.
It could still happen, Shara.
Yeah, he's sure. Yeah, that and I Need to Marry Rich also.
Pay off those student loans.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I did have a second question. Mm-hmm. And my second question is, can you tell me about some of your holiday traditions? For me personally, every holiday we go over to some of our family friends' house and we make like kind of like a round trip. Probably not going to do that this year, but pre-COVID times, we would do a whole round trip that takes like basically the entire day. And that was pretty fun just to see everyone.
Making the rounds house to house.
For me, we're not going to do this year, but just going family dinners throughout the day.
For sure. Totally.
Yeah. With my cousins, you know, but yeah, we won't be doing that this year, but that was a tradition. And it wasn't just one day kind of thing. It was a couple of days. So, yeah, that was our holiday tradition. Very busy.
Well, I will be working for Christmas, but I will be planning something with my girlfriend for either before or after. We'll get together, we'll do something, we'll hang out with the cat. I like to listen to an online radio station from San Francisco that plays some really off the wall Christmas stuff, and we sit down and listen to that and have a really good laugh. Some of the stuff is just hilarious.
How about you, Greer? Are there any traditions that you...
Mm-hmm. Well, a sort of funny one I can mention is that, you know, my parents are very holistically aware of Christmas festivities, and, you know, they've tried to best replicate them, even though we didn't celebrate. Perhaps the religious message around Christmas is that, you know, a lot of the times in Christmas, there's a turkey, right? But my parents' kind of take on that is making red meat tandoori chicken. So that's kind of like always been our Christmas recipe, and then setting up our tree. And then my brother and I, since we were kids, we each had our own ornament. So me putting my ornament on and my brother putting his, it's kind of like little things like that, just the family get together stuff.
That's a really nice tradition.
Yeah, super nice.
Yeah. And I totally know what you mean. I mean, I think my parents started doing the actual Christmas because my siblings and I were born here, but they grew up in India, so they didn't really have Christmases growing up, so they had to adapt the, you know, the Christmas lifestyle here. And but yeah, and not all families celebrate Christmas, so it's nice that you and your brother were able to get that little bit of Christmas out of you.
That's a huge bonus, though, because you get to celebrate Christmas and then all of the other festivals that are traditional in India.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. it's time for me to tell my inspiring story. Hi, everyone. My good friend Jane used to work with the Disabled Sailing Association out of Jericho Beach, which is locally here in Vancouver. And before this time, I didn't really think about disabled sailing, and I didn't know it was like kind of readily available and that people work in it. And I just didn't think about it much at all. So this inspirational story is about Jonathan Martin, and he is a paraplegic sailor who single-handedly sailed across the Pacific Ocean several years ago, and he's planning on doing it again. So Jonathan was a former skydiving instructor who injured his L1 vertebrae in a work accident. Jonathan had started sailing about 10 years ago before his injury occurred. And despite knowing very little about sailing, he really liked it. A friend suggested it when they were together at a bonfire. And after many jokes about, isn't sailing just slow? He decided he'd give it a shot, and it turned out he loved it. Jonathan said that he knew right away after his injury that he was going to keep sailing. He uses a special cushion strapped to a boat rather than a wheelchair. He says he also likes to keep his equipment and adaptation as simple as possible. He navigates, changes sails, and does daily things like cooking all by himself. But also he has to figure out like when to sleep so he can sail through the night. So I think it's really remarkable sailing across the Pacific Ocean, but even having to do these adaptations is really incredible. So while going on this remarkable sailing adventure across the Pacific, Jonathan had to give up music and movies. Despite being beautiful and calm, there were moments of hardship when sailing, particularly on his first trip across the Pacific, Jonathan says. At one point, the lines and wires on his boat were snapping from the strain of the weather. At that point, it was just about surviving. Perhaps the fear within ourselves of dying is what keeps us alive, he says. He's now preparing for his second adventure, which you can follow at Facebook.com/JohnMartins, and is writing a book as well. And I think it's just inspirational that he's just going and doing it and, yeah, sharing this experience with everyone.
That is truly remarkable.
Amazing. Just amazing. We definitely need to have an interview with him. Yeah.
Yeah, I was definitely tossed up between this story and the fact that I'm just going to give a little synopsis of the next. But recently, there was a type of retinal degeneration, which is like when your eyesight is slowly lost, and that these people were given their eyesight back using a new type of scientific technology. And it wasn't like 100% eyesight, but they could see things well enough. So it's pretty incredible. Two really great things.
Yeah, wow. I guess technology isn't so bad right now because it is helping some people.
Yeah, for sure. For every 10 things that there are bad or whatever that people say, there are a lot of people trying to use this incredible technology to like, literally change people's lives. So,
wow. Thanks, Sarah, for that. So do you have a question for us?
I do. So my question for the crew is, would you rather do a tropical holiday or a winter holiday? I would miss my friends and family because they're all in Canada where it's winter, but man, it would be nice to drink a Mai Tai on the beach during December, you know?
Cuba, sit on the beach and drink rum and smoke a cigar. Not that I smoke a lot, but that would be
the idea is nice. Yeah.
I think I'm on the same boat as Randy. You know, winter holidays are fun, but sometimes it's just better to take clothes off and literally sit and do nothing, and that's like a vacation in itself.
For sure. Literally.
I'm also going with tropical, and I'm going for Hawaii. Hawaii is my thing.
I'll take it.
Yes. Richard,
what about you, Richard?
So for me, I would prefer a tropical holiday. Personally, I prefer warm rather than cold.
Even though
we live in Canada, other places it snows a lot, but I do prefer warmer places.
Where would you go though?
I think I would I'm not really sure. Anywhere that's warm is okay with me.
You can't beat the beauty of a Canadian winter, that's for sure. But warmer temperatures are definitely soothing.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think I wouldn't want to live somewhere that's really warm because I would miss the four seasons, you know. But right now, it's been way too cold here. And we haven't even seen anything yet because I don't know if anybody got some snow where they're living, but Randy, you did?
Yeah, we got a fair dump a few days ago. And of course, a lot of people in Kelowna do not know how to drive very well in the snow. So that presented a lot of traffic tie-ups from fender benders. And we're supposed to be getting some more snow later this evening. I'm not quite sure how much, but we'll cross our fingers and hope that it's not too much. And I'll stay off the roads as much as possible.
For sure.
Tropical holiday, no doubt. It's too cold here. And, you know, I'd rather probably do, you know, like tropical holiday during the Christmas. And then, you know, when it's summer and it's all hot here, you go on winter holiday to like Norway or something. And then, so yeah, you know, balance out the temperatures almost.
Yeah, that's a good way to go about it.
That's funny. Go opposite, right?
When it's, yeah, exactly.
Where would you go, Richard?
That's a good question. Not really sure. Maybe, you know, like, you know, you could do the classic destinations like Hawaii or the Caribbean or something. Or yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, maybe Hawaii or the Caribbean, probably. Yeah.
Jamaica, I'm on.
Yeah, good choice.
It's all right, Keem, I have a second question.
Yes.
You ready? Y'all warmed up for it?
Yes.
Okay. I love having hot chocolate during the break. What is your favorite activity associated with hot chocolate or your favorite Christmas drink? And I really like bringing hot chocolate actually to my family's in Edmonton. I like bringing it to the skating rink and drinking after I skate outside in Edmonton.
Oh, I love hot chocolate too. And I have to say, I like hazelnut hot chocolate. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Yeah. Good. I've tried this blend. Yeah, blend. It was called peppermint hot chocolate as well. Yeah, it was so good.
Oh, yeah. That sounds really tasty.
Yeah. Yeah. I highly recommend it. So those two I'm going with. And the hazelnut was from Starbucks. Monica, do you have a favorite hot chocolate or any favorite drink?
I like the peppermint kind of drinks at Starbucks, the holiday drinks.
I can relate to the skating story, but for me it would be a dark roast and going down to the skating rink downtown here in Kelowna and watching people skate, because I'm incredibly ungraceful on ice and I spend more time laying on the ice than actually skating across the ice.
I also like, you know, all the hot chocolate, especially the all the seasonal Christmas Starbucks drinks, but I also really like eggnog sometimes. You know, I mean, it's really sweet, but it just is so creamy. It's just so yeah, nothing can beat that.
Good. Do you have a favorite?
I really just like, you know, having hot chocolate, being a bit outside in the cold, just everyone in their puffy jackets. Just that kind of memory is really nice to me.
Okay, awesome. So, Sarah, do you have a song for us?
Yeah, I do. Next up is The Love of My Life, Michael Bublé, with Baby, It's Cold Outside. Jeez, what?
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I gotta go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been.
hoping that you dropped in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
mine. My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your
My father
hurry?
Will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace
roar. So really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
well,
hurry.
Maybe just to have a drink more.
I'll put some records on while I
the
pour.
The neighbors might think.
Baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight
to
now.
Break this spell.
I'll take your hat.
Well,
your
thank
hair
you.
Looks
I
swell.
I ought to say no, no,
mind
no,
if
sir.
I move in
At
closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I
oh,
tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't say.
Baby, don't hold out.
Baby, it's cold. Outside. You're very pushy, you know.
I like to think of it as opportunistic.
I simply must go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The welcome has been
how lucky that you
so
dropped in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at that
My
storm.
Sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is
Gosh,
vicious.
Gosh, your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such
and
a blizzard before.
I gotta get home.
Baby, you'll freeze out there.
Say, lend me your comb.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I feel when I touch your
but
hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
There's bound to be a talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong
At
sorrow.
At least there'll be plenty in play.
If you got pneumonia and
I really can't stay.
Get over that hold up.
Baby, it's cold. Baby, it's cold outside. Okay, fine. Just another drink then.
That took a lot of convincing.
Welcome back to CITR All Access Pass. That was Michael Bublé, Baby It's Cold Outside, and I hope you're staying warm this winter.
I have to agree with you, Sarah. He does have a really good singing voice.
He does such a nice rendition of that song, too. It's great.
For sure, for sure.
Hey, everyone. So Jessie couldn't make it, and so I'll be asking her a question, but she would like to ask the collective, is there anything you would change about the holiday season, if possible? I think what we're dealing with right now and last year, like, the pandemic has really messed up everything. And none of us really have seen a lot of people that we normally would see at this time of the year. So I would definitely change what we're all experiencing right now.
I would definitely second that. I mean, it would be so nice to have things, you know, flatten out. Here we thought things were flattening out, and now there's yet another wave. So I'm missing the way things used to be even more.
Yeah, very well said.
You know, this is kind of unrealistic, but if it could, you know, snow on the grass and all that stuff instead of the road, so a bunch of snow on the grass and it never snowed in the road, that would make the holiday season perfect.
We'll have to get some UBC researchers working on that one.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're saying white Christmas. We need white Christmas.
Yeah, white Christmas, but not on the roads.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's, yeah.
That would be nice, but I don't know if that's possible.
Yeah. What faculty would research that at UBC?
I assume it would be like the atmospheric sciences.
Environmental sciences.
Department, yeah.
I think I'll have to agree with what you and Randy said about the whole pandemic situation. Yeah, it would be better if we could see more people in person, but to keep everyone safe for now, we should look into alternative methods to celebrate Christmas with family.
Exactly. Yeah. Like we've done in the last year, and eventually, hopefully, things will settle down again, like we did, and hopefully things get back to normal, whatever that is, very soon.
Sort of just to echo more of the same, you know, we're kind of entering this gathering phase and it's getting more difficult to gather. So really just wishing everyone a safe Christmas in which they're able to be with the people that they want to be, you know?
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better. Okay, so next question, or next, we're going to have Randy introduce his song. Randy, do you want to take it away?
Thanks, DP. Next up is probably my all-time favorite Christmas song, and it always gives me shivers and brings a tear to my eye. I don't know why. Here it is, Wonderful Christmas Time.
Right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on, the feeling's here, that only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir of children sing their song. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding.
Welcome back to All Access Pass on CITR 101.9 FM. That was Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney. The song was a single recorded during the sessions for his solo album McCartney 2 in 1980. The single was released in November 1979 following Wings' final album Back to the Egg earlier in that year. It was McCartney's first solo since Eat at Home in 1971. Wonderful Christmas has charted within the top 10 in Austria, Germany, Ireland, Latvia, the Netherlands, and the United Kingdom, as well as in the top 20 here in Canada, Slovakia, Sweden, and Switzerland. So my question is for the collective, what are you most grateful for this Christmas? And I think for me, it's just the fact that I've got a new role to play. I'm starting some very different work back in the community, and I'm super excited about that. I'm looking at continuing my studies, waiting to see where that's going to go in the new year. So I'm really grateful for that, and to have my girlfriend, and even though I'm going to be working this Christmas, I know that we're going to do something before or after Christmas, and just spend some quality time together. What about the rest of you guys?
For Richard, do you want to take it away?
For sure. Thanks, DP. I would say I'm most grateful for being able to spend time together, my family, and kind of enjoy Christmas. You know, I think
we love a wholesome guy.
Thanks, Sarah. I mean, like, especially with all the pandemic and, you know, like, not being able to spend time with a lot of people and maybe being away from your family, you know, you kind of take it for granted sometimes, you know, but like, you know, in Christmas, everyone can get together, and it's just awesome to spend time with people. So yeah, that's what I'm most grateful for.
Yeah, I'm totally with you. I'm totally with you. Like, I cannot believe how much I appreciate every get together I have now. 100%.
Yeah, like, I'm with my family right now too, and I'm just so grateful because there are others who are without their families and where they can't see them. So at least I have my mom with me, my siblings, you know. So I'm really grateful for that, and just the little things, like you know, I mean, though the weather might not be kind right now, but those things, you know, your home, your health is good, and that's what I'm really grateful for.
I was going to say, I think maybe that is one of the good things, not that there are many, but maybe one of the good things that has come from the pandemic is it certainly made a lot of us more grateful.
Here is Richard with his song of the pick. And Richard, do you want to take it away?
Thanks, DP. So one of my favorite Christmas songs, and I always sing along in the car when it comes on the radio, is Driving Home for Christmas by Chris Rea.
Home for Christmas. Christmas. Driving home for Christmas with a thousand memories. I take a look at the driver next to me. He's just the same. Just the same.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. The song you just heard was Driving Home for Christmas by Chris Rea. All right, so for the my Christmas discussion question. So my first one, I asked a similar question last year, so I'm going to continue the quote-unquote tradition. So if you were Santa Claus, what kind of food or treat would you want to be left out for you on Christmas Eve? I'll go first. So in terms of treat, probably like I said this last year, I really like those like kind of like white chocolate cookies. Those are just like, I don't know. I just love them so much. I can't stop eating them. If you give them to me, I'll eat the whole box. In terms of food, kind of weird, but if you left tempura out for me as well, I'd eat all of it as well. I just love that stuff.
Nice.
That is so niche.
Yeah.
I would want some of DP's cookies, I think.
Which ones?
I don't know. Maybe chocolate chip.
Definitely, for sure. I'm going to go with, and I said this last year, but shortbread cookies. Those are the Christmas gifts. Or Christmas cookies. So definitely the shortbread cookies.
Honestly, I think my answer is going to be Red Bull. I'm probably going to be pretty tired if I'm Santa. Could make the night a little bit more fun.
Fine. Like,
that was a great answer. Mm-hmm. That was excellent. I'm going to go with a nice glass of cheap wine. That would make Santa very happy.
Driving reindeer while drunk.
Yeah. I wonder if
that's, we got to look at that.
Yeah, geez.
That's
funny. We're going to get letters.
Santa's going to be naughty.
Only a small glass, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know about that one. But as far as food goes, I have to think on that one. Maybe my mom's homemade samosa. Yeah. For Santa. I think Santa might like that. Anybody else? Food-wise. For Santa. No.
Do you think Santa enjoys advent calendars?
That's a really good question.
maybe we should.
Or is he just like stressed about his deadline, you know?
Maybe we should do that as a future interview and see if we can get Santa on the show.
Yeah, that would be nice. He's probably stressed out, so like Sarah.
Yeah, I know. I agree. If I had to eat chocolate every day that I had to do work until a deadline, I would hate chocolate.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. But yeah, so what's your next question, Richard?
Yeah, so my next question is, what's on your Christmas wish list this year, or even New Year's wish list? So for me, I kind of just want this pandemic to be over. That's I say that would be my one biggest wish. Unfortunately, it's been going on for such a long time. I think, everyone's getting tired. Just really unfortunate now with Omicron and all that. I really hope it gets better.
I would second that for sure, Richard.
Third, yeah, tertiary on that, Richard.
Fourth.
And it will get better, it, just like it always has in the past. Look at how, history has repeated itself. Look at all of the past epidemics and pandemics and things. And it's happened since the dawn of time. We'll get through this. Things will be normal again at some point.
Well said. Anybody else like to add something else?
Yeah, I'd also just like to win the lottery. If I could do that, that would be a great Christmas present as well.
I was going to say that I'm with Sarah. I would love to look. Yeah,
we love health and we love money too.
Yeah, good health and definitely money. I can definitely use that.
Did you ladies put that on your letter to Santa that you want to win the lottery?
Jeez. You know what? The issue is that I meant to write to Santa.
Yeah.
But I figured he would just know that I needed that.
Exactly.
He sees you when you're sleeping and knows when you're awake.
He should know. Yeah, I mean.
All right, moving on from our financial struggles.
Santa knows everything, right?
Totally. And,
yeah. So that's my wish list. But honestly, I like Randy, the whole pandemic needs to go away. So that people can live their lives like they used to and not have to worry about anything. So. Just be happy, those happy moments. And it's definitely difficult to do that right now.
It does make you appreciate things so much more.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait for, you know, guys, how much I love live music. So I just cannot wait to be able to go out and watch live bands again.
Yeah, without having to have that fear, right? Yeah, for sure. Okay. So, Gura, you are next. Do you have a favorite song that you would like to let our listeners know?
If I were to say a song that I like that's Christmas themed, I like Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas by Sam Smith, which I think is a pretty cool song.
Yeah, that's actually a really good one.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Yeah. And why would you say that one?
It's just very melodic. It's very like extra. And I feel like, you know, once you're around the holidays, it's kind of like more of a time to be festive. Let that extroverted side of yourself sort of come out, and it kind of like imbues all of that.
Yeah, that's actually well said.
I couldn't agree. Yeah, here's
Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas by Sam Smith.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, your troubles will be out of sight. Yourself a
merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, your troubles will be mine.
Welcome back, everyone. That was Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas by Sam Smith. We're just continuing on here at our Christmas theme show at CITR 101.9 FM. And my question is pretty direct. What are you guys doing this Christmas? What are your actual plans? I'll start with me. I'm finishing up school and work things here in Vancouver. Then I'm going to head home to Abbotsford where my folks are. We recently moved to a new place and they're waiting for me to hang up the tree. So I'm going to help them with that, get the lights all on, turn off every other light. I just like really staring at the lights, like when it's like dark in the room. I hate to have like the living room light on, like at any point around the holiday season.
There's definitely a magic to that Christmas light.
For me, I definitely don't have any plans because the pandemic has messed things up. But hopefully, you know, nice chill at home, watching Christmas movies, of course. I know my mom's doing my family, like my next door neighbor, who happens to be my cousin, they're going to be doing the traditional turkey dinner. So we'll be going there and having family dinner. Small group. But yeah, it's going to be a low-key Christmas this year as well for me.
I'm starting a new job for Christmas doing community support, and I'm looking forward to maybe making Christmas a little brighter for my clients. So that's I'm excited about the new role, and I'm excited about meeting my new clients and, like I say, hopefully maybe brightening up their Christmas.
Oh, that's so sweet, Randy. I mean, although you're working on a Christmas day, you're doing an extraordinary kind thing for lifting spirits on others as well. So that's really, really, really great.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. And it's something I really feel very, very passionate about. And I'm really super stoked and looking forward to it.
That's great. That's really great. Richard? Yeah, meeting my partner's family for the first time.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I got some, I met them, but I've never spent Christmas with them. So mm-hmm. Should be pretty deal. Exciting. That's yeah, they're exciting, pretty, yeah. They're pretty friggin' nice though. They're like, you know, the least intimidating to do that with, but still exciting.
Are you nervous?
No, I made them, like, I made her parents two gag gifts. Like, basically I printed them a blue t-shirt and a pink t-shirt that has their old family portrait from like 10 or 15 years ago on it. And it looks so funny.
Oh.
So hopefully they like my gag gift, and then we'll just drink and it should be fine. I think they're Irish, so.
Sounds cool.
Wow, that's awesome gifts. Well done.
Wow.
Yeah, well, good luck. Not that you need it, but good luck.
Thanks, DP.
And have fun. Richard?
My plans are definitely not even close to as exciting as everyone else's. I just want to, you know, have a good rest and, you know, actually catch up on my sleep debt, if that even is a thing. But yeah,
it'll take you a while.
Yeah, a long while for sure.
So you'll be on do not disturb and in hibernation mode for the duration of Christmas break, I take it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that, you know, that's one thing I wish we could hibernate. You know, that'd be really nice, just sitting in our little den.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Another project for our UBC researchers.
You know, how to hibernate.
Awesome. So on that note, like, is there any last messages, Accessibility Collective, that you would like to say to our listeners before we wrap things up?
I would just like to, first of all, thank all of the collective members for all the hard work that everyone's done. Hard work and excellent work. Thank you, everyone. It's been a pleasure to work with you all. I want to thank all of our amazing guests. Each and every one of them were so unique and so inspiring. And finally, I have to thank our listeners, because that's why we're here. We're here to bring this to you guys, to our listeners. Happy holidays to everyone, all of the collective members, all of our guests, and all of our listeners.
Wow, that was so well said. That was incredible.
Yeah, I can't even add that up. Very well.
Thanks for listening. Mm-hmm. If you're my mom, hi, mom. And honestly, it's been really great. I think everyone's been so busy this year. And I can't believe, even me, I've been busy too. And I think it's been incredible that the collective members tried to bring this to the table still, despite all of that and all the other pressures. And, you know, that amount of consistency really makes a difference in my life. I know that, just having something that's always like consistently there. So, yeah, thank you for having this as well. And you, DB.
Thank you. And I echo what Randy said, but I also want to say, hi, Sarah's mom. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, Sarah's mom.
But I just have to say to everyone, thank you so much for tuning into All Access Pass. Without you, like Randy said, we wouldn't be doing this. So thank you. I also want to say, I know it's been a difficult second year of this pandemic, but we're all dealing with this together, and together we will come out of it somehow. And you're not alone, but we'll be taking one day at a time, and sooner or later we're gonna look back and we're gonna think back like, wow, we made it. So you know, one day at a time. And we got this.
Super.
We got cool. This.
Very we well got said, this. DP. Very well mm-hmm. said.
Yeah, yeah.
Happy holidays, everyone. This is Evan from the Accessibility Collective. My favorite holiday song is Happy Xmas, War Is Over by John Lennon. There's just something about how it's so different than your regular holiday songs that really stands out to me. And it's one of my favorites.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun.
My favorite Christmas song is The Christmas Song, Merry Christmas to You by Nat King Cole. I chose this song because it is a song that is very dear to mine and my family's heart. And we play it every Christmas and we sit together and we listen to it while we enjoy each other's presents. And it just reminds me of home and gives me a very warm and fuzzy feeling whenever I hear it.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way.
loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
And that wraps up our episode for today. Hope you all enjoyed it. This, like I've mentioned before, but this marks our last show for 2021. However, don't worry, All Access Pass will return next year in January 2022. So please do check out our social media channel for the updates on that later this month.
If you're interested in joining our team or think there's an issue we should bring up on our show, please send us an email at accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
Special thanks to our listeners of All Access Pass. We really appreciate you.
Please like our All Access Pass Facebook page.
If you're on Twitter or Instagram or both, please follow us at @access_CITR.
And if you missed part of our live show today and want to listen again, or maybe you want to listen to our past shows, you can do so on citr.ca by going to the search box and typing in All Access Pass.
Before we move on to the next CITR program, here is another song for you all. This is McMaster and James with Christmas Day. Thank you once again, everyone, for listening. And please stick around for more CITR programming coming up next. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.
Time of the year, we are. time.
No better time.
There's no better time than when you're here.
Christ on Parade, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Where's Matt?
Straight out the fucking dungeons of rap. Straight out the fucking dungeons of rap.
I am from the dungeons and traps. You can lose it all, shooting double ones off of craps. I just like my funds double back. I am not the one. Why you think the food's double wrapped? We are in the land of the jacks. This is not for fun. Nights when the flashlights attack. They don't want me ever coming back. They don't want me ever coming back. Had me doing lunges and reps. This is just a domino effect. Matter of fact, bring another stack. I'ma do this all in 30 packs. This is for the motherfucking trap. The ones with the choppers on deck. For the gold, I do this for the ice on my neck. I do this for the fucking respect. This is for the hood. I am just a street ghetto vet, and this is my street silhouette.
Visions, ego in my vanity, insanity, the schism.